Yo, what up? Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. It's Saturday, 12 o'clock. You know what time it is. It's the Ignorant Know-It-Alls. I'm your boy, Wavy McGuire, a.k.a. the Ignorant Know-It-All, a.k.a. Wavy-san. Konnichiwa. And I'm chilling with my man.
This is the Brooklyn Basquiat, a.k.a. that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it.
Word.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
AKA
you're listening. You're listening to the Ignorant Know-It-Alls on 92.6.
The spots. Shout out to my man Ben. Ben, what up? You still ain't send me that check, brother. I need that check. I guess I'm gonna see you and Bills out in these streets, son. Let me get that check, yo. Shout out to everybody that's been listening. Shout out to everybody across the world. You know, continue to subscribe, continue to spread the word. We out here every Saturday, 12 to 1. You know, we do what we do, and we do it well.
Indeed. So, you know, I guess we'll start off because New York is kind of on fire right now. As you know, the Knicks won.
Yes, and that's what I wanted to talk about. Okay. Yeah, the Knicks. So what happened? How do you feel about the Knicks advancing to the second round of the playoffs?
Let me tell you something. I'm very happy, right, that the Knicks finally moved on to the next level. When they lost that other game the other day, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I was tight.
You know,
it's how you blow a whole lead. Like,
right, right. You know, I got a little concerned, but then last night they pulled it through. They pulled through
it. Brunson,
and so happy.
41 points.
They're glad they're going to the next level. Yeah. New Yorkers are happy. You know, Friday the other day, you know, New Yorkers were buzzing. So, you know, it's always great. When New Yorkers are happy in New York City, New York is a great place to be in.
Exactly.
It's like alive. It's electric. So, congratulations.
But you just want to be alive and electric. I just hate the folks that they take this too seriously. You know, they see a Philadelphia fan and there's a video out there where a brother's yelling at this Philly fan and then he spits in his face. I'm just like, dude, relax. It's a game. You're not getting paid because you look like a straight bum.
Correct.
This New York Knicks fan. All I'm saying is, yo, be proud. Celebrate the win. We haven't advanced to the second round since Isaiah Thomas. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Since for a long time.
A long time, and
you know, my man Brunson is bringing back that the essence of New York Knickerbockers basketball. I'm happy. They should keep that core. They should build around that core, get rid of Randolph, and just add some pieces around Brunson, Hart, and I keep forgetting the other brother's last name, but his name is Dante DaVinci. I'm going to just call him Dante the Da Vinci Code.
Because the Da Vinci Code, the Vincenzo or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. But
that, the Da Vinci Code, that's a great name. I'm going to start calling him the Da Vinci Code. Love that name.
Dante the Da Vinci Code.
You got to trademark that. Yeah. If someone is from the Knicks is listening to us, they're gonna put that on a shirt somewhere.
Yeah. And then you see now we switch gears to the NFL. I see that the Dolphins signed ODB, a.k.a. OBJ. They signed Odell Beckham.
They did?
Yeah, they signed him to a one-year deal. So he's going to be...
So he's become like a journeyman.
Yeah.
Really quick after the Giants.
But then again, he's like a injured journeyman because he gets to a team, he plays for a while, and then he gets injured, and then that's it. The end of his career is over. And I'm just like, I hope he stays healthy.
I hope he stays healthy, you know, because I obviously love OBJ, you know, playing for the Giants. He was fantastic for us. You know, then he got caught up in a little bit of controversy.
Yeah.
You know, that video.
Of course, him and cocaine.
The pizza and cocaine and the girl. Pizza, yeah. I mean, looks like a good time, but, you know.
Nigga, pepperoni and cocaine? I think that's a great time.
That sounds like Miami.
I don't eat pepperoni, but, I mean, if I'm able to get a pepperoni slice and sprinkle some cocaine on that.
You would definitely eat it, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And then I'm going to be like this, Miami.
Miami. You know, it's so funny because I always associate cocaine with Miami. Every time I'm in Miami, I was like, wow, you know.
This whole city was built off of, off of cocaine.
But not only that, it's like, you know, I love Miami.
Yes.
I love the people. I love the environment. But I always think to myself, wow, if I lived here, I would definitely be on cocaine.
Yeah. I know somebody that's an old ass dude. This dude is like probably in his 50s. This dude said he's going to go to Miami for Memorial Day weekend to hang out. I'm like, why, fam? You're 50 years old. It's a young man's sport. It's a young woman's sport. Like, sport. You can't be out there. You're going to look like a fucking creep just being out there on Ocean Avenue or Collins trying to talk and drink.
But you do know he's going to get some. And you do know he's going to have a grand old time. Because the fact of the matter is, you know, even though we're too old for it, but you have to admit the energy down there in Miami.
Of course, it's out of control.
Once you get down there, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, this is awesome.
Right.
So you know, he is gonna have a good time. He is gonna get some, and he's gonna come back 20 years younger.
Right. Okay. Let's see what happens.
So good for him. You know, no judgments. You know.
Right. And then just to go back, because I forgot to mention this, the LA Lakers fired their head coach, Darvin Ham. So he's done.
Really?
Yeah. After two seasons, the man is done.
So what do you think is gonna happen to LeBron? Like, how much longer does he have on his contract? Is he gonna?
I don't know if his contract is up this year or if it's up next year. But you know, they're still trying to figure out plans for him to stay. You know, they kind of put out some information saying that, you know, they may use a draft pick to draft, you know, Bronny Jr. And you know, I don't know. I think that'd be. I know he wants to play with his son. So that way he could be the first father-son duo to, you know, set a, you know, make history in the
NBA.
You
know, I always rely on you when it comes to these matters, you know.
I think he should just go back to Cleveland.
Is he really that good?
I think he should just go back to Cleveland. And
but do you think Bronny's really
I think he
that
should
good?
Just go back to Cleveland.
Yeah, okay. So we got our answer there.
I'm just saying,
you know,
I
always
wonder
because I look, you know, I know there's a lot of hype around him, but I'm like, is he you know, I don't watch him often, so I don't know. But I know since you know this is your area of expertise, you know, I know you'll be able to evaluate him a lot better than I would. So you wish he would go back to Cleveland.
And I'm going to say some hate sport news right now. Caitlin Clark's rookie trading card sold for $10,000. If I ever get one and I open up a pack and it's in there, I'm burning it. So that's sports. I don't even want to talk about it.
No, you know
that's
what?
Sports.
You know what? I want to talk about it. Call me a hater.
Yeah.
But I really have an issue.
We already talked about this. We already said, and I think I ran on a rant regarding this whole thing. I know you want to
$10,000 for a card. Great, wonderful. Yeah. But I still get annoyed at the amount of attention this young lady is getting
and has not won a national champion.
And
she's not even proven yet.
And she's not proven yet. When you have this young lady, what's her name, Angel Reese, who has a championship,
right?
You know, but is in these streets getting death threats and getting put down. I still don't understand why this is happening.
Exactly.
And I think it's outrageous. But anyway.
And
that's sports. That's ignorance.
And that's the sports right there. In the financial world, in stocks and bonds, Bitcoin is up.
Is it?
I think so. It was like at 64,000 last week. Now it's at 59,000, and it just went up a little bit. I really don't care. The Dow Jones is up. The Nasdaq is up, and that's been my CNN, aka Money Talks and Bullshit Walks news for you right there. I don't know why I always want to bring that in. I don't know why I always want to bring in financial shit to just make sure that I don't know. Maybe somebody's listening and be like, you know what? They actually know what they're talking about financially, nigga.
Wavy says that, but Wavy was on digital coins and all of that way before a lot of people wanted. And to this day, even though, you know, he explained it to me many, many times.
I still don't get it.
What it means and what the wallet is and the different types. I'm still walking around with a dunce cap on top of my head.
Right.
Still don't understand what's going on. I still don't get it. It doesn't have value to me. Every time I see it, I see algebra.
Right.
Algebra equations up in the sky. So, you know.
All right. So I have some financial free game that I could give folks. And you guys take it how you want to take it. This is free financial advice, right? So just to get yourself as an entrepreneur, to get yourself $100,000, all you need is $150, and take that $150 to turn it into maybe about $100,000, right? So what you do is take that $150 and you possibly go to a street vendor or a pawn shop, right? And get yourself a SIG Pro. right? Mm-hmm. And if you go to a reputable establishment, you're going to be paying full price for it. But once you get that Sig Pro, take the time out and write out your business plan, right? Once you have your business plan, go to a bank, right? Hand them the business plan and show them your Sig Pro. Now, they're going to be shocked when you get this, when they see this. They're going to be shocked when they see this. But once you say, hey, I would love to withdraw $150,000 or $100,000, they're going to say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, give you that money in cash. Once you get that cash, jump in that whip, bounce, never go back to that bank. And you could probably do this probably like four or five more times before you find yourself in jail.
Right, right. So if they find themselves in jail with Tyrone, you know, they can email you and let you know.
No, don't email me at all.
And ask you for advice from jail or what happened.
What kind of advice you want? Retain yourself an attorney.
You
and this is information that I saw online, and I was like, you know what?
On Instagram.
Right.
You know what's so funny about?
Because you know what a Sig Pro is.
I don't know.
A Sig Pro is a fucking firearm.
A Sig Pro?
Right, a Sig Pro. So I just changed it because I was just like, you know, I just wanted to just give that financial advice that I got from this other gentleman that's on Instagram promoting it. But he's saying get yourself a Sky 9, which is a SCCY-9. And when I looked at what a Sky 9 was, I was like, oh shit, nigga, that's a small handgun.
That's hilarious.
And he just went, that's why I said, I just wanted to read it.
That's why I was totally clueless. I was like, well, what's going on? What's a Sig? I have no idea.
Right.
What that is. So
now we explained, we showed you the process, and if you choose to do what you want,
oh,
nigga,
you know, that's the program that I knew was called the GAT. Once you get the GAT,
okay.
then you know you get all these funds that are allocated to
got
you quickly. But I never heard.
But
of
dudes that used to do it back in the day, I think they just ran in there with a business plan and a ski mask and was
right.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that.
Well, I'm glad you explained that because I was so lost. I was like,
and that's the free game. And do not contact us if you get locked up.
I was like, someone's getting arrested. Like most of those Instagram financial experts.
The financial experts.
They're all arrested. They all get arrested within 6 months.
Son, hilarious, hilarious. Yo, album of the week. What do you have for your album of the week? Have you been listening to anything?
You know, the only thing I've been listening to is Kendrick Lamar's.
Okay.
This is 616? I guess, which is Drake's call sign when he's out in Cali. You know, I don't know, but I...
616?
I think it's called 616.
That's
the new song.
Is that the area code?
I guess it's the area code. I think it's something that Drake used in the past as well. But you know, we were speaking about, you know, this rap battle between Kendrick and Drake.
And J. Cole.
You know, Kendrick came, you know, they dissed and everybody was like, oh my gosh, you know, people were all emotional. And then Kendrick came out with Euphoria. And, you know, people were like received it, like it was kind of lukewarm, the reception.
Right.
But I have to say,
Kendrick's song towards Drake
called Euphoria.
Right, it was lukewarm.
It wasn't received like, oh my gosh, he did. You know, people were still saying Drake was still up.
It took him 17 days to drop it.
No, but this is how I saw it. When I listened to the song, when I heard the verses, I was like, you know, it reminded me of a surgeon who is meticulously preparing for surgery before he dissects the body.
Right.
That's what Euphoria was for me. And when he dropped 616, if I'm not mistaken, that's the name of the song. When he dropped it today.
Oh, he dropped a new song today.
He dropped a new
song.
I sent it to you.
Oh, my goodness.
I DM'd it to you.
I got to listen to that.
Let me tell you something. When I heard 616, I was like, this guy is thinking in multiple concepts, multiple things are happening at the same time, you know, with the numerology he put on the name of the song, you know, a lot of things are going on and
666.
Right. But you know, everybody knows I love Drake. I think he's a master. He produces great songs.
Right.
But I have to warn Drake, tread carefully, because I think Kendrick is very, very prepared for this battle. And I can almost kind of see where he's going. And I just, I don't want it to go off right. records mm-hmm. or streaming platforms, you know, keep it friendly, you know, just this back and forth and don't get anything, don't go anywhere else, like make it physical.
But how you feel about Rick Ross's diss track to Drake? It's horrible.
You know, Rick Ross for me is like more funny. You know, I never take him, you know, I'm not going to listen to a Rick Ross diss track for like, oh, to get some bars.
Right.
You know, I'm going to listen to Rick Ross to, you know, to laugh and say, oh, that was fun. That was a good line. You know, that was kind of, but when I listen to Kendrick, I am dissecting, listening. I'm looking in my encyclopedia to find out what the word means, what the definitions mean, what it could possibly mean.
What was Drake's character in Degrassi High?
I never watched Drake before his music career. You know, he was very popular.
Yeah, because he was
Degrassi
on
High,
Degrassi
right?
High, yeah. He was the kid.
Did you see the show? Because I never.
I mean, I used to watch Degrassi High when I was younger,
right?
But I never, you know, while Drake was on the island, I've never seen. I mean, I've watched the episode, you know, a couple episodes because they used to say, "Oh, he was an actor. This is the show he was on." And
right.
You know, I think they called him Little Jimmy.
Really?
That's what they called him, Little Jimmy, because he was like a little kid. He was one of the kids in a wheelchair, and he had a disability and so forth. I think that's when he had like an afro with no hairline.
Right.
He looked horrible.
Yeah. I never watched that. But I did want to ask you this. You know, Rick Ross, you know, speaking of taking
Yo, to me, can I tell you, to me now, I think Rick Ross is so comical. To me, Rick Ross now, like if Rick Ross quits rap, he should just sell like life insurance. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, he was a correction officer before, so that's not going to be too much of a stretch. But I wanted to ask you, in his rhymes, you know, he brought up, Drake is not really... He's not really black and he's Jewish and you know he should not be saying the N-word. How do you feel about that?
Well, Drake's pops is black,
right? So that automatically, you know, makes him black. But
I mean,
do you get that Rick Ross is kind of like calling him an imposter? Because
but
you know,
Rick Ross is an imposter.
Pot calling the kettle, right?
You was working for them boys. You
right.
worked for them boys, and then you became a rapper. And you became a big time rapper. And then,
right. And you took a real drug dealer's name, right?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Freeway Rick Ross.
Right.
I mean, Freeway Ricky Ross. You know what I mean? So, you know, what's your style? What's your life like? You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, that's what everybody does, right? They see a gangster out there, and then they kind of take the name and flip it around, and then you take that whole person's life, and
they assume,
and then you make it entertainment,
the persona, yeah.
Right? Then you make it entertainment,
right?
Right now, everybody's like, you know, I don't believe you was out there really, you know, moving weight in Port Miami. You know, I don't know. You know, what I'm saying?
I don't think so either.
I think it was just more of you know, you selling. You know, it's like, you know,
selling entertainment. That's all it is.
You're selling a product. And that's what you did. You sold a product and everybody believed in that product. It's like, you know how Denzel Washington said it in what is that? American Gangster. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's like, this is my product. I stand by it, right?
Right.
It's like Pepsi. I've invested. I did so much to make it what it is. This is my brand.
Yep.
And he created that brand and sold it, and everybody knew, okay, this is his brand, right? Just Rick Ross created this brand that everybody, you know, was attracted to, and that's what he did.
Well, people like it.
And I mean, listen, don't get me wrong, Rick Ross had plenty, like, I think his first 2-3 albums was dope to me. But, you know, after a while, it's like, you know, how much more can I listen to Rick Ross?
And you know, he also kind of assumed the Biggie Smalls persona a little bit, too.
Yeah, that's when Puff got involved.
Yeah, when Puff got involved.
Oh.
And I thought that was disrespectful.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
Oh. So you haven't listened to the diss track?
No, I'm going to listen to it tonight.
Yeah, I wanted you
to
break
it
down because I know you're...
I will break it. I will definitely break this shit down next week.
Right
on the show and give my super thoughts on everything. I'm going to try to take certain parts of the
right,
rhyme
right,
and
break
then kind of break it down and see
down.
And see if I and see if you know what I think about what he said. To, and what's his name track? This track is kind of trash. You know what I'm saying? Kanye West when he debuted it. And I think he's just jumping on as a bandwagon just to
bandwagon.
Get himself out there.
He just wanted to promote his porn site.
Oh, wow.
But I think the most scathing this track so far has been Chris Brown, right?
Yeah, Chris Brown came out.
He served them.
And that's crazy because it's like, yo, you wouldn't have.
Yeah,
who would have thought like an R&B artist like Chris Brown would have skills, like real skills, and
nice.
Fucking just like, yo, and go in line for line, bar for bar,
he's
and
nice.
Then your man Quavo came back with some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And
Chris,
I'm just like,
Chris is nice.
Yeah, that's
same dance, at, you
wow.
know, everything. He just does that. You know, I guess the last thing for him to do is to act, right? Has he done any movies?
Chris Brown?
Any, like, really?
Recent?
Yeah.
Nothing recent, but, I mean, you could never... Nigga, I love watching Chris Brown in Stomp the Yard, in the beginning of
right.
Stomp the Yard.
Like, I feel like he should be in, like, one of the Fast and the Furious or something like that. That would be,
I
like,
think,
a perfect
was he
vehicle.
In one of those? I think, I want to say...
I know Cardi B was in it, right? But I don't know.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
I know Ludacris was in it.
Yeah,
Ludacris was in it. He's one of the main ones. But Chris Brown has never...
No.
And I feel like he should be in one of those. Like, he fits that style.
Right.
Because he likes fast cars, you know.
Right.
Cars, women, mm-hmm. all of that stuff. So
that's dope.
Perfect.
Well, I mean, my album of the week, I've been listening to Off the Wall for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. So, and you know, that album came out July 10th, 1979. So I don't know where that connection is. You know how my birthday
it's
is July
birthday.
10th. Right. So it's like I've been listening to that album all week, and then I downloaded Thriller, been listening to Thriller. Like, I'm just,
you
like,
know,
yo,
it may,
those
it
fucking...
may be that album is the reason why you're here.
Because I'm off the wall.
Or you're off the wall.
or could it be like splashed on the wall and they wiped me
oh,
off
wow.
the wall. Right.
Oh,
see
wow.
them say they wiped
oh,
all the
wow.
kids off the
wall. Oh wow. No
right?
Freak.
How,
wow.
No freak. How your man Fife said it. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Oh my gosh. Wow, off the wall. That's a really, really excellent album.
Yeah, that's a dope album from beginning to end. Thriller right behind it was a dope album from beginning to end.
You know, and I always want to bring this up because I guess this new generation, you know, they're looking for things to compare things to.
Right.
You know, people like Beyonce mm-hmm. or Rihanna, they are not at the same level of what Michael Jackson and Prince and Stevie Wonder, Whitney Houston. I mean, these standards were like iconic. They're on a different stratosphere.
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
you know,
no.
Beyonce is excellent. Rihanna's fantastic, great at what they do. But you know, these people that I'm talking about, you know, they really created the blueprint.
Right. Those are the gods. The gods.
Yeah, yeah. Because I always hate when people say, "Oh, you know, this is she's bigger than Michael Jackson." I'm like, no, she's not.
Right.
You know, it's the same argument where people say, "Oh, LeBron is bigger than Michael Jordan."
Nah.
And I would say, you know, LeBron is not even bigger than Kobe Bryant. How is he going to be bigger than Michael Jordan?
Right. Yeah. And it's just based off of just the current generation of kids, right? So if this generation, you know, the LeBron generation,
right.
It's like, oh, yo, LeBron James. See, I was in the Mike generation. I was
right.
in the Kobe generation.
Correct.
I was in the generation of Magic, Larry Bird. You know, those the generation. And if you want to go a little further back, I was in that generation with, like, Dr. J and
Elgin Baylor,
like, all of these guys.
Let me ask you a question.
You know what I'm saying? So now
I just want to bring it back to what you started at the beginning. Oh, you know, don't take it personal. It's only sport. But listen, back in our day, when those teams used to come into New York City or vice versa, it was
we
might as well
have
been in a gang. It
yeah.
was it was personal. It was all out brawl.
It was super, super competitive.
Super competitive, super personal. And for some reason, it had more meaning, right?
It actually did.
It had more meaning. So that's why, you know, I guess it has meaning for kids and for the people today. But for me, it doesn't have the same meaning like it did. You know, you're an Eagles fan.
Right.
I'm a Giants fan.
Yep.
Honestly, do you really, really, you know, we talk back and forth. We talk nonsense. But you have won, you know, when you lost the bet, when you said the Giants weren't going to win.
Weren't going to win.
You wore the Giants t-shirt. And you can catch me many times talking about Jalen Hurts. He's a fantastic quarterback. You know, back in the day, that was blasphemous.
Right.
Like you would never be caught saying anything like that about any of the opposing teams or the competitive teams
of course.
In your division. But now, you know, it doesn't have that same meaning. Now it's like, you know, your team sucks, obviously.
Right, but yours do too.
Right. But you know, it's not that serious for us. Do you think it's because we're just older?
I think we're older.
Then you see people on TV and
we understand the game. We understand the game.
Okay.
You know, we look at the game from a different lens, right?
Different point of view.
Right. So, you know, of course we're gonna hate each other, but right. Then we look at it and be like, yo, you know, like this dude is a great quarterback. Or, yo, these
Absolutely.
Are great running backs. These are great wide receivers.
Absolutely.
These guys can play. You know what I mean? You know, and we still have that competitive rivalness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we still, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're not getting paid.
We're not getting paid.
And all we're doing is just looking at it from a standpoint like, yo, you know, boom, here's all the information. I think, you know, when we listen to these analysts that are on ESPN or, you know, whatever radio, you know, talk radio, whatever it is, sports talk radio, you know, these guys create, you know, their point of view is creating more of a shock value a little
drama,
bit. So that way, yeah, they create drama around it. And, you know, sometimes you have to look at it and be like, yo, what are you really saying? You know what I'm saying? What are you really talking about? Because that really didn't make sense. Like, you know, Dak Prescott is a fuck up and has been a fuck up on his team since being drafted, right? But yet you guys still say, yo, I believe he's the top five quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
How is he one of the
best quarterbacks in the league if
they're clearly in Miami, but this is
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then I hate these guys. Like, if you're gonna say something negative or
he's not
say
even
something
better than Tony Romo.
Like, this is my thing with some of these other guys, like when the game is happening and say Jalen Hurts throws an interception, right? He throws it, oh my goodness, this is the worst. This quarterback, I don't understand, you know, in college, blah blah blah, and they'll give you his stats and how many fuck ups he did when he was in college and the fuck up that he just did. But then when he throws a phenomenal throw to a wide receiver and that receiver fucking scores a touchdown, like you throw a bomb and it's like a 96-yard run to a touchdown, then it's like, oh my goodness, this is the reason why the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts. Because of things like, I'm like, nigga, you can't flip-flop. Like, either you're going to disrespect the man, continue to disrespect him. Like, if he did that, be like this, yo, that was a great play, but he's still a fuck-up to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, still keep it 100. Just don't fucking be like, okay, you know, you want to be passive. It'll like, what? Passive aggressive behind all of that,
right?
Like,
right.
You know, in the same breath, it's like, yo, with all due respect. And you know, when a nigga starts a sentence off with all due respect, you know, it's gonna be some disrespect behind,
right? Yeah.
And that's my thing. Like, nigga, be 100. Like, you know, and this is I don't know where the point was, but that's what I'm talking about. Fuck it, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jalen Hurts. Well, you know what? One thing I am happy, taking it back to the Giants, that
right.
we have made critical improvements on the line. Our wide receiving
critical improvements.
Yeah, crew is top notch now. So
now you top notch.
We definitely top notch. All we need to see, the only thing that needs to be evaluated is the quarterback position with Daniel Jones. He's suspect right now. We have a solid backup in Drew Lock, which I suspect will be starting sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
But I expect a good season, at least 8 games.
That'll be good. I expect that too. And I expect us to do another 10 games easy and make the, you know, clinch the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I disagree. Now, okay. Now that Kelsey's gone, you know, that middle's wide open.
Yeah, you're mad.
And I don't expect you to win.
Yeah, you're mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're angry.
So I wanted to shift gears a little bit because
Hold on, let me do the. All right, go ahead. I just had to put the sound effect.
I don't know if you were able to see, but from what I understand, Mayor Swag was on Drink Champs.
Mayor Swag, you need to come on the Ignorant Know It All show.
I refuse to watch it.
I will not watch
it. I refuse to watch it, but did you see it?
Like, no.
Okay.
No. So. I don't watch Drink Champs. I don't listen to it. Only, I guess.
Nori, we love you, but you're a terrible interviewer.
Oh, my goodness. Because he doesn't let anybody get a word out edgewise. But I don't watch it. I only watch it if there's somebody that's interesting, you know, that I want to see, like, and listen to their story. I think, like, there was Eric Sermon was on there, so I definitely will watch the Eric Sermon. But any, you know, to make a long, I'd rather watch, you know, Matt Hoffa and my expert point of view. What is it?
My expert opinion?
My expert opinion.
I said shout out to Matt Hoffa.
Yeah, shout out to Math and all those guys, Gat, Mecca. You know, I'd rather watch their podcast listen to, you know, it's not because Tony was just on there. Shout out to Tone and Math and all of those guys, you know.
You know, and it's also because Math records his podcast in the barbershop.
Which is dope.
Right, which is dope. And like barbershops are regarded like the country clubs in the urban area. So I think that's why we appreciate Math and what he's doing. And of course, I also know Math from back in the days when he used to battle rap.
Right.
And you know, really, really good guy. You know, really good guy, intelligent, and we wish him continued success on that show.
It's
fantastic.
I definitely will. I definitely want to get on that show too.
Uh-oh, Math, you hear that, Math? He threw out a line, Math. He threw out a line.
Yeah, but I definitely want to get to that level of where Live from the Green Room is, you know, where Math is with the show. I definitely want to get to that point where, you know, instead of you guys listening to us all the time, I want you guys to listen and see, because I think the visual would kind of, you know, and the audio kind of gives you like, oh, paints a whole picture. Like, yeah. Yo, who is, look at these two, you know, gentlemen that is just sitting there talking and conversing and dropping knowledge, funny shit, whatever it is. We're looking to take the show on another level, but I think for right now, I think that's what we're looking at, you know, baby steps to make this happen.
And if you haven't watched it yet, Tony Rock was a guest on the Matt Hoffa show, in my expert opinion, and he was absolutely the best, as he is always. But he brought up an interesting topic of you know, whoever he's talking to, and he talks about his podcast or whatever he's doing, and he asked them to subscribe. If they don't subscribe, he unsubscribes from whatever they're
doing. Right.
And that got me to thinking.
I think that's what it is.
Is Tony subscribed to the Ignorant Know-It-Alls? We need to
ask Tone. You know what? I think Tone is, because the last show, he actually gave us a shout out.
He did.
I think it was the last two episodes, he gave us a shout out. But we need the Green Room, Live at the Green Room, to follow the Ignorant Know-It-Alls and vice versa.
Correct. Like,
I think that's how, you know, these podcasts and these shows, you know, where we showing love to each other.
Support,
right?
Absolutely.
We just support each other, regardless of how big you are, you know, how many views you have, you know, how many followers or subscribers you have. Like, I'm content with the subscribers that we have.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I'm content with the amount of people that download the show. And, you know, when I pull up the analytics, you know, I'm always seeing, like, yo, we got 4 downloads in China. We got 4
again,
downloads.
Again, shout out to our people in Japan. Shout out to our people
everybody.
In Denmark. Shout out to our people in London.
Wavy Sun. Konnichiwa.
We love you. We respect you. And please continue to listen and spread the word.
Yeah, spread it. Because it doesn't cost much. I mean, it costs you nothing, man. Yeah. It costs you nothing to support. You know what I mean? Just show love.
And of course, if you have any show topics that you want us to discuss,
send
them over. You know, we're open. We're always open to suggestions.
Always, always. And that's it. So, you know, before we get out of here, I just want to get what your final thought. What do you have planned for the rest of the week? You know, before we get out, what do you have planned for the rest of the week?
You know, for the rest of the weekend, on Sunday, you know, tomorrow Sunday, supposedly there's a Japan festival going on.
Nice.
In the city.
Nice.
And I do want to check it out to see what is going on, the food, see the colors. You know, I think it'll be kind of
Brooklyn Basquiat.
Correct. I want to go out there and check it out and you know, maybe I'll have some Kamiki with me. And,
yeah, here's a
I'll
corny,
share with some
here's
friends.
A corny, here's a corny dad joke. What do you call a samurai with no socks on?
I know this one.
No sake. Konnichiwa, no sake. I don't know why I just did that voice. I don't want to be flagged. Yo, but for the week that I have, tonight I have a show at one of the comedy clubs. Shout out to my man Clayton Fletcher. You know, he's always booking me to host the new talent showcases at this club. You know, I have a couple of shows coming up in May, probably May 14th. I think I have one like May 19th and so forth. So, and then going into June. And that's it. I mean, this week, you know, just prepare myself for these shows and continue to write and continue to read. I've been reading this book. I don't know. You know what's so funny? You know, I'm the ignorant know-it-all, and I found a book called The Know-It-All. Mm-hmm. It's about this attorney who had a quest. He set out a quest to read every single book for the Encyclopedia Britannica. And he, you know, just make it's like lots of comedy, you know, comedic references, like his point of view on a lot of the stuff. And it's a good, you know, it's a book. I started reading a couple of chapters and I was like, oh, this shit is interesting. So I'm gonna continue to try to read it. Shit is long as fuck. You know, sometimes I get into the middle of a book and then I put the book down and forget about it and then start reading something else. So I gotta try to make haste to continue to read a book and then try to finish this book. You know what I'm saying? So
you know, I haven't read a book in a very long time. But
why
know,
did you just sound sexy like that? You said, you know what, I haven't read.
No, you know,
sounded mad sexy now, like no freaky. You was like, I haven't read a book.
No, because I'm kind of using like my internal voice. No,
they can speak your regular voice.
Right, because, you know, the truth is, you know, I do a lot of reading
right.
the week daily. You know, I try to, you know, whether it's entertainment, whether it's sports, whether it's science, whether
medical
it's
journals,
you know, that's my little nerdy thing I like to do. You know, I just read in general, so
right.
I never think, oh, let me get this specific book, but I have to get better with that because
of course,
you know,
of course,
there's a lot of great books. I know you do a lot of reading, and I need to really go to.
Well, I try to do a lot of reading.
You have a lot of books. You do a lot of reading. You know, some of the books you read are a little on the pricey side for me. But some of those James Baldwin books are kind of like, okay.
James Baldwin is like one of my favorite writers.
Right. They're kind of pricey. But I need to go to the bookstore. There's a bookstore right down the block. And
shout out to that lady that works at the bookstore. When I see you, it's on site.
It's on site.
You're always trying to play me every time I come in the bookstore and I ask for a particular book. You're not going to read that. Shut up. You don't know what I be reading.
Right. Yeah, but no, that's important. You should read as much as possible. Get as much information. Because, you know, to be frank, every day I realize...
That's what you can call yourself, Frank?
Because I realize how little I know.
Right.
Every day I find out something new.
Of course.
I'm like, where have I been all of these years? And it's just,
I love it.
Yeah,
so when we get out of here, what's your final thoughts? You have anything?
My final thought is I'll be at the Harlem Design Festival
nice.
Coming up in like a week or so. So if you want to get a little tasting of Kamiki whiskey, I will be there and I'll be pouring and I'll be at your service.
At your service, pouring. Pause. And if you want to catch me at a comedy club near you, please go on the website. I'll be at Westside Comedy Club. And then there's a couple of shows coming up, I think, at Harlem Nights. And there's another show that'll be at the St. Mark's Comedy Club. Shout out to Comedy in Harlem. They just moved from 117, so now they're located on 148th and St. Nick. Hopefully I, you know, start getting booked to get up there. And, you know, if not, just catch me on IG, man, because I just be posting up reckless shit sometimes on IG that's hilarious. Yeah, you know what I mean? So just follow everything on there. We there. Follow the Ignorant Know-It-All. Send us an email, ignorantknowitalls@gmail.com. You can find my man Brooklyn at Brooklyn Basquiat. That's his Instagram. You know, my Instagram is Wavy McGuire. You know what time it is. Before we get out of here, remember, continue to listen to us every Saturday, 12 to 1, 92.6 The Spot. Shout out to Ben Bills. Get them checks ready, because I'm coming for them checks, man. I'm coming for them checks, yo.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm your boy, Wavy McGuire, a.k.a. The Ignorant Know-It-All, a.k.a. Genuine Stay Biting My Style, a.k.a. Wavy Son. Konnichiwa.
And I'm the Brooklyn Basquiat. We'll see you next time on the Ignorant Know-It-All.
On the Ignorant Know-It-All. Yeah, yo, we out of here.
On the Brooklyn Know-It-All.
On the Brooklyn Know-It-All. Yo, we out of here. Peace. Yeah.